Greetings again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. We have come to yet another Friday in Lent. It's Friday of the fifth full week of Lent. It's day 33 of our Lenten journey together. And here we go again, as each day comes to us in this Lenten time with unexpected surprises and challenges for sure. We do have this Lenten daily devotion to help us keep some sense of stability and God in our life, certainly something we can at least count on every day to point the way home. Today's devotion on day 33 is from Joyce Rupp's beautiful devotional called Jesus, Friend of My Soul, and it's about creation. It's called One Who Values Nature. And I tell you, the more I've sat around these last few weeks and thought about what's going on around us, I see more clear and more clear the interconnectedness between human beings, creatures, and nature. In the sense of, when we think of the fall, our fallen nature from Genesis, the fallen world, it affected everything. It wasn't just people started behaving badly. That's not really what it's about at all, although that's a consequence of it. What it really means is we became in disharmony with God's perfection. We became distorted from God's pure and holy way. Things were no longer aligned just as they were supposed to be, as they were in the Garden of Eden, but with one action of self-will, of ego, superseding God's will, we rearranged the whole order of things so that this fallen nature, this quote-unquote sin, affected everything, even to the point of the weather. And we've certainly become more aware of that in recent years. Even to the point of disease, where the microbes in the world, the things that keep this world in harmony and keep it going that we can't see, become distorted themselves. It's basically the definition of cancer, a distorted cell that takes over. And indeed, with this virus, it's the same thing. It's part of the disharmony in the world. It's part of the fallen nature of the world. It affects everybody and everything. On to the devotion again, called One Who Values Nature. We look at the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verse 6. And this refers to the interconnectedness of God and us and nature. It's about Jesus. It says, He spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva and spread the mud on the man's eyes. Fig trees, camels, seeds, birds, water, salt, flowers, how many elements of nature Jesus connected to his teachings. He even used mud to heal a blind man's eyes. Jesus lived close to the earth. He did not travel by automobile or public transportation. His feet moved him upon the blessedness of the ground beneath him. When he entered cities and villages, he breathed the air and felt the wind sweep across his face. He prayed and rested on the hillsides. He walked along the seashore, and he voyaged upon the waters. Jesus touched this planet's life with reverence and appreciation. He found deeper meaning among its simple gifts, lessons that arose from mindfully living among these natural resources. What do we experience when we encounter the natural world? Our physical senses, such as sight, hearing, and touch, have a marvelous ability to awaken our spirit. When we pause to be with nature by using these senses, hearing the melody of a bird song, seeing the hued colors of vegetation, feeling the strength of stone, tasting a sweet strawberry, or smelling the air after a fresh rain, we open our inner senses to receive insights as Jesus did. When the exterior world of nature informs our interior world in this way, gratitude, wonder, and a sense of unity with all that exists may well spring forth to gift us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Creator of life, stimulate and alert my external senses when they grow dull with inattention. Guide me to notice Earth's inspiring teachings. I will move among the gifts of nature as you did and discover their hidden meaning for my life. Today, I pay attention to something in nature. Amen. Alleluia. I hope you enjoyed today's daily Lenten devotional. It's always a joy to bring these to you. I enjoy listening to them myself. I think it's a way for us to stay connected through these times of separation. Want to give you some insight into planning for Sunday, for our Sunday Sabbath service. I'm working with our wonderful moderator, Ed Coller, who is helping to lead us through this time in such a wonderful and inclusive way. And we are thinking of doing some sort of Q&A session together that we can then post to you. I'm not sure about the visual capability of that, but certainly the audio capability. And we'll talk about life during COVID-19 and what makes that so biblical. Amen. Until tomorrow, God's blessings rain down upon you.